Hey, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We've got a good show going on tonight, today, this afternoon, however you're listening. It doesn't really matter. Who cares? We got Eurovision stuff. I know you're excited. I'm excited. We got three countries submitting their songs. We have weird stuff that people do on Air Canada flights and what Rochelle has been up to around the neighborhood. It's sneaky. All this and more on Tip Tap Tip. Fun. Rochelle, it sounds like you don't want me to stop the song.
I don't. I really like it.
Well, I can play for you afterwards.
I like it.
Okay. Want me to just turn it up a little bit more for a few bits?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's enough, right?
Sometimes when I'm dancing in my chair, it makes me think that I'm like, you know, like the old person exercise lady who sits in the chair and does exercises.
Oh, like the exercise show that's made for like retired people?
Old people.
Well, old people.
Who can't get out of the chair and then they sit there and they move back and forth and they're like, yeah, we're exercising. And that's what I'm doing right now.
Are you making,
I'm having a sit down dance party.
Are you making fun of old people? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm just saying that it makes me think of that.
Okay. I gotcha.
That's all.
What's been going on? Well, let's see. It's been a few weeks since we had a show. Rochelle went to Edmonton, left me all alone by myself, fending for myself.
I left you with pizza and a million hot dogs.
Yeah.
And barbecue peanuts.
Yeah.
And so many awesome graphic novels I got out from the library. You were stocked. You were good.
I was barely alive by the time you got back on Friday. I was famished. I
had no vegetables.
No, I did have a salad one time.
Whoa.
Because I knew that if I didn't, it would probably be a bad thing. But then I had like a salad with like a side of like pasta or something like that. it was just surprising because like I like to think of myself as a together kind of guy, but almost immediately after you leave, like I just go.
Yeah, I saw you got two bags of potato chips.
I did.
Didn't you take a picture on Instagram of potato chips?
No, that was just a picture I found on the internet because I just wanted to.
Oh, I thought you bought.
No, because I wanted to. I was thinking about all dressed chips and like, wow, that's something that would be good to put on my Facebook, and then I did.
Okay.
I liked all dressed chips. Sometimes you just got to put your support behind something.
Yeah, I know. I honestly thought that, like, it's just not something I would think of doing, like finding a picture of a bag of potato chips. But
you saw what the picture was before
shit.
That, right?
So, yeah, Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone.
No, before that on my Facebook was a picture of junk food. And then one time I changed my profile picture to a hamburger because I was thinking of hamburgers at the time. You know, it's the way I roll. You know, it doesn't always have to be a picture of like, you know, like a nice.
So it is true. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I was surprised, like you were gone. You had left Monday morning. And by the time I had come home Monday evening after work, I was just like, what do I do with myself? I'm totally useless. Like, you know, and what did I do? I took one of those frozen pizzas and I threw it in the oven because I'm like, I don't know how to do things. I had totally forgotten how to manage myself. And it's weird though, because when you're here, I seem to do okay. You know, just.
Yeah, you still cook regular dinners.
But I very quickly fall into bad habits the second you leave. Like literally like the minute you leave, I'm like, I'm going to eat child chocolates and stuff. I ate all the cookies, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I honestly did not think I would come home to any cookies unless I hid them from you, and I didn't. I took some with me, so it was okay.
That's a good idea. But you made it home back, and I am more of a human again.
Yes, we've filled you full of nutritious vegetable foods.
Right? Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good. Let's go to some listener.
You liked it though. You had a party.
I had watched a lot of garbage. I watch a lot of garbage, and I just kind of I
know. I figured out that I can look at your history on YouTube, and I saw all these dirty shows from the 70s.
Yeah, YouTube is
you can't hide that from me, Eric. Now I can look at all of the other shows that you watched.
Now you're all about the things. Well, you watched one. You watched one the other day that I watched.
Super Vixens. Yeah, by Russ Meyer's movie, which if nobody has seen them, they're actually pretty funny. This one, and they're actually pretty violent, too.
So here's violence.
Kind of a combination.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't mind those ones.
Yeah. Let's see what else I got up to. A whole lot. I wish I could say I did things, but
I went to Edmonton and I visited so many people and I drove so much. Like, we live so central compared to where my parents live in Edmonton. Everywhere was at least 25-minute drive.
Sounds fun.
No.
No?
The driving part, not so much, no. I like it better when it's just like, you know, 5 minutes.
Do you ever get sick of driving? You're just like, I don't feel like driving today.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Doesn't everybody get that way?
Yeah, I thought it's just me.
Oh.
Some days I'm just like, you know what? No. I just don't feel like doing that.
But then I cleaned the car. I super duper cleaned it, like vacuumed it, polished it, all that kind of stuff. And then I kind of wanted to drive again because it was nice and clean. Before it cool. got so dirty. Anyway, this is boring me. I'm boring me, which means
you're
that
boring
the
me.
Show is boring, which means that we suck.
We should stop right now.
Let's play something good.
Well, actually, before we do that, how about you get into our...
No.
Okay. Just like that. All right. Well, we know who's the boss of the show. I might be the...
No, I know you're the boss, Eric, but I challenge you. And I say that we play a Eurovision song right now.
Okay.
Because that's what I feel like listening to.
Okay. My question to you, though, is which country do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Switzerland, Finland, or Iceland? It's your choice.
Iceland, please.
Okay.
You're warm.
Yeah, I run warm most of the time. That's my thing, right? And now you're sticking your hand in my shirt.
Because you're warm.
Yeah, okay, I get it. I'm warm.
Yeah, I'm not warm, so I'm trying to, like, steal your warmth from you.
Oh, okay, so you're like some sort of soul-sucking leech that's stealing my warmth.
Whatever, you're stealing my coolness.
Okay, whatever. This is a song by a group called Pola Punk with and
what?
I don't know.
Pola Punk.
P-O-L-L-A.
Yeah, Pola
Punk.
Punk.
And the song is called Enga for Doma. Sure. Yeah, let's have a listen.
Iceland.
That was something else. That was.
I like Iceland. Last year, that guy was so hot, and this year, these guys are all pretty good looking too.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if I like the song.
I don't like the song.
But
thumbs down from Eric.
I like the energy of it, and I like the performance. Was, I don't know, really fun. They just did a lot of fun things. It's like, not, I was smiling the whole time while watching them. But the song is kind of like,
it's dumb.
Sounds like, you know, a bunch of guys in the bar, in a bar, and they're like, hey, let's sing this song. Like, I don't think they actually can sing, and I'm not really sure.
It's kind of shouting and stuff. Yeah. They're not really singing. It's like, blah, 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 blah.
But so far, this is my favorite out of every single one that we've listened to.
Are you fucking serious? This
I
song.
Like it.
This song.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's got a really good energy to it. It's really like upbeat and.
Okay. Well, it has energy.
Really? Every other song that was played was either like really cheesy, poppy.
I like the Belarus song. I like Cheesecake. That's my favorite. It's still my favorite.
That one was so dumb. That was just copying that guy. Who's that guy?
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, that's just copying Robin Thicke. At least these guys are doing something original.
Okay. Do you want to continue along through our...
Yeah, let's do Finland.
Sure. This is a Finland song, a group called Soft Engine and Something Better. This name of the song. Let's have a listen.
On the ground, such a novel life, he thought, while knowing nothing at all. Every option known, thought and dance he made, they will carry on till the perfect date, she said, while knowing nothing at all. All the rules well known, they mean nothing to me. Everything I'm used to seems to be find me shaped and made of fantasy. Should let go, should let go.
Awful.
So you like the Iceland one better, right?
Yeah. That one
I didn't like
soft
either.
Soft engine. I don't know. The lead singer guy's voice is really, really... doesn't sound right. Like, it sounds like he's trying to sing high, but then he's trying to sing low, and he's just all over the place. And, you know, when they were doing, like, their woos, like, whoa, they just sounded so sad. It was like, whoa, whoa, we are soft engines. We have to do soft, unenthusiastic woos.
I didn't like it.
No, I didn't
either. I did not like it.
That's what I'm saying. That is what I am saying.
It's kind of boring. It's just like, okay, we get it. You're a band. You do things. You play instruments.
It seems like they're just kind of trying to, like, copy another band. Maybe something like Bush or... I don't know what other kind of band they're trying to copy, but...
Sorry, hold on. Really stop 1 second. You said Bush, like that 90s grunge band?
Yeah.
That were, like, kind of copying Nirvana?
Yeah.
So they're a copy of... They don't even sound like...
A copy of a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. That's the reason why it's so bad.
Okay. I just didn't think we were good. I didn't think they sounded like 90s grunge.
That little part that he did at the end. Ow! You know, when they don't really even finish the song. They're just like, that it just cuts out. That is so 90s. So many 90s bands did that.
Okay. Expert.
Don't you know that?
You're an expert on the 90s, so.
Well, that's the era of music that I actually listen to. Popular music.
Okay. Let's move this along. We have one more band to listen to. Switzerland. This is a song called Hunter of Stars.
I like Hunting Stars.
I'm sure you'd love it. You think it's the best.
And Comets.
Let's have a listen.
Is it sung by a female or?
I think it's another dude. It's just the way that goes this week. It's just the luck of.
Hunter of Stars.
Hunter of Stars. Rochelle, your face right now is brilliant.
Is this guy for real? He is totally copying that Norway dude, that one member in 2010, or was it 2009? All of his actions, the way that he's trying to sing, the way he's holding his fiddle but not playing it, this band has literally copied the winner from Norway.
Yeah.
I bet you any money there's going to be some guys that are dancing around him. But you know what? He's not... He doesn't have that youthful cuteness. And so he's trying to do the youthful cuteness, but really, he looks psycho.
To me, they seem like Switzerland's answer to Mumford & Sons. People will get that, what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's raining outside, it's raining outside. I would like to swim, roll like a lion. But I feel your judgment, I feel your judgment. I am so wet and dirty. I feel your judgment, I feel your judgment. I heard a sense of imperfection. To go, cause you think I'm lying, cause you think I'm lying. No, open the door, cause tonight I cannot go hunting for stars. No, no, go, cause you think I'm lying, cause you think I'm lying. No, open the door, cause tonight I cannot go hunting for stars. No, no, want me to go, cause you think I'm lying, cause you think I'm lying. No, open the door, cause tonight.
Fuck off. Okay.
It's really bad that they actually stopped music because now everybody knows that he's not singing. He's just shouting.
I'm not a big fan of this song, but this is one of those songs where I could see it going to like the finals and I'd be something stupid like the top 10.
No, it's so awful.
Hey, I'm not saying it's...
Oh, I know what you're saying.
I'm not saying that like... I think it's a good song, but I think it's just one of those songs which might appeal to Pan.
Do you think that we are becoming Eurovision specialists?
I would say so. We've been following it for like several years now, so you would think.
But there's some people who are guests on that Eurovision podcast who have been following Eurovision for 20 years.
Yeah, they make me feel dumb.
Yeah, because they refer to, oh, this is so-and-so and...
And then people know what the hell they're talking about.
They know stuff like, oh, this musician has entered Eurovision 3 or 4 times.
Actually,
now,
speaking of somebody entering 3 times, you know San Marino, the woman who did like the Facebook song 2 years ago and then did that other song?
She's going again?
3 times in a row.
Why?
Because we all love her. Because she's the best.
Really?
I'm happy about that.
I think if she wants to win, she needs to make her songs a little bit more consistent. Like the Facebook one was so different than the other one that she did the next year was more like a soft operatic melody, which is so different. What kind of musician is she?
She's a singer. She's a professional singer.
She doesn't have a genre that she does. She doesn't have a look.
Well, we'll see what she comes up with this year.
You just want a banger.
I just am fascinated.
She sang about Facebook.
No, I just...
I bet you if there was a girl that sang about the internet, it would make you so hard.
No, mostly I'm just fascinated.
What about if a girl sang about wires and the internet?
I'm just fascinated that a country like San Marino exists, period. Because it is...
Yeah, I know. You talk about this all the time.
Okay, I'll shut up.
I feel like we're getting to be an old couple where you say some things you say... over and over again, and I'm like, I already know that, but you don't know that I already know that. You've already told me this millions of times. Like,
I get really
excited. San Marino spiel, I've heard that so many times.
I get so excited about things.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember what the other thing was that you were talking about, and I was like, do you really think that I don't know that? We've been together for so long.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty soon we won't even have to talk to each other. I'll just be like, I know what you're going to say.
And then be like,
I already know. You want more chocolate cookies, right?
Well, that's obvious, right?
Okay. So I decided on my neighborhood walks to be a detective.
Really?
There's just certain things that I've noticed while walking around the neighborhood. Certain people.
What was it that you said in the car when we're driving today?
I think that there is a house on our block that is possibly doing drug deals.
And why? What was the first thing that you said that made you suspicious?
No.
Tell me. You told me in the car. No,
I'm not telling you.
Why? Because it's...
Because... The reason why is because every time I drive past there, there's all these different cars pulling up. Sometimes there's cars being parked there.
That's the second reason you told me. What was the first reason?
I'm not telling you the first reason.
I'll say it if you don't.
Fine. But it's not. That's not the only reason. There's lots of other reasons. So I'm going to spy on this house and I'm going to walk past it every day and I'm going to see.
Okay, fine. I'll tell people what you said.
Fine. It's because there's black people living there. Okay. But that's not the only reason. There was another dude on our street who I thought was a drug dealer too. And it wasn't because he was a color. He was white and he was driving this van up and down the street. And then and then I would see the van parked like 3 blocks away. Yeah. At this other person's house, which doesn't make any sense. Like, why are you driving a van, you know, a block away and then parking it? And then he would always be walking up and down the street. And then there would be people who would park their car and then meet him on the sidewalk for a second. And then they'd walk back to their car and go away. So it was pretty obvious that he was, you know, doing some sort of exchange on the sidewalk. Like, hey, just meet me on this street.
Yeah.
So I saw that go down a couple times.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, this one's a little bit trickier because it's not, I can't see them from outside of our window like the other people, that dude. I saw all of this happening while sitting on the couch breastfeeding our baby. I would just look out the window and I'd be like, oh, there's a car pulling up. What are these people doing? They're just parked there. Okay, now they're getting out and now there is an exchange and then they're going back to the car. I'm like, this is so obvious. Mm-hmm. But they don't expect, you know, someone sitting on their couch for so long. Yeah. Watching them anyway, so yeah, this time I'm just gonna scope it out.
Just be careful. Don't get
Don't worry. I will just look at them. I will not go into their house or into their backyard or anything like that. I'm just gonna be observant.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what?
And I'll report back to you.
Okay. Well,
Detective Sergeant.
I'm very curious how this case is gonna end.
I know. Me too.
Well, be careful out there, Rochelle.
I will.
Let's listen to some... Well, actually, why don't you read some mail that we got?
We got mail.
Well, actually, not really mail. It's a tweet.
That's kind of... It's the same. It's just...
I'll treat it the same.
Format type of mail. Twitter from Glenn at Handsome. Are we supposed to say the person's name? Oh, too late.
No, that's fine.
I said it. It's online anyway. It's not like the real name, probably. Even though your real name is on here.
I have nothing to hide.
At Eric Skilling.
Yeah.
What's the word on your bay leaf? It would be easier following the progress if the leaf had a Twitter account.
Well, I'm not going to do that, first of all. But I'm looking at this bay leaf right now. Let me tell you what's going on.
Fucking nothing.
Not much of anything right now. It's Rochelle.
Did you open it? Did you see if it's softer at all?
Oh, actually, let's do this on the show right now.
Yeah. Test it. Do the feel test. So scientific.
Yeah, it's hard to get to the bottom of this.
What, your fingers aren't long enough? Yeah. Use your tongue.
It's hard to reach.
Can you touch it? Just touch it. Let me see.
What do you think, Rochelle?
It's the same. It will never get soft. I told you it will never get soft. You know why? Because it's dead and dried out.
Putting it back in the mason jar, and we can revisit this in another 4 weeks.
It never will get soft. I will put money on it. I will put money on it right now.
It's only February.
$20.
So right now, the bay leaf is still kind of stiff.
I will bet you $20 it will never get soft.
By when? Like, we need an end date here.
By another couple months.
I'm saying give me longer than that. How about by my birthday?
It doesn't matter, Eric. You could have it in there for, you know, like 5 years and it will still remain hard because it's a dry, dead plant. Like, the only reason why you put it into stews and stuff is to get like the flavor from it.
Is there really that much flavor out of a bay leaf?
But you're talking about all spices in general. But do you think dried oregano has any flavor in it? Well, if it didn't have any flavor in it, why would people put it in their food?
Yeah, I get that.
A bay leaf is the same. It's just not all shredded up into tiny little pieces like oregano is.
Maybe they should shred bay leaves. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking so.
What's the difference?
Get the flavor. More flavor things come out. I don't know.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm going to see this through. And it's currently sitting on the desk, which this magic all happens. So,
I have one Calgary Rants and Raves.
Oh, this is the Craigslist
thing? I
don't know
why it's put on Rants and Raves. Yeah, Craigslist. Looking for a nude model for massage practicing in Calgary. That's where we live. Looking for a nude model for massage practicing. I am 38, handsome man, looking to go back working as a massage therapist in my free time as a hobby. I am staying in a 4-star hotel room downtown Calgary, and I can pay for your time.
Yeah, that doesn't sound suspicious at all.
That sounds good to me. I would totally do it. I would do it.
Did he specify the gender of said model?
Oh. No, he just said nude model. So
if I show up in my house coat and go, all right, let's do the dinks. And he would pay me, right?
If it is for massage practicing.
All right, let's get her done. I'm ready to rock and roll.
But do you respond? You can't just go to the hotel. You have to respond to him.
You have to respond via Craigslist, and then you make arrangements.
There you go. So I'm pretty sure he would probably ask you on that. Maybe we should follow up. Maybe we should see if he still has some time available. I want to get paid to get massaged.
This was printed out a couple weeks ago. Well, if you want to follow up on it, I can see if I can find it.
I can be a super detective on Kijiji. I'd be a Kijiji detective.
Rochelle has a new job as private detective.
Private dick.
Yeah. All right. We've been on lots of flights, both Rochelle and I. But nothing like this. Two people were detained for allegedly having sex on an Air Canada flight. I've always thought about that. You know, you hear about the Mile High Club. You go, is it real? Do people actually do that? You know, it would be hard. Because, first of all, those airplane bathrooms, not a lot of room for
it. I don't think they actually do it in the bathroom.
Where would you do it? Where else is it?
I don't know. I don't know how you would do it.
Yeah.
I really don't. Because I heard about this on the radio, and apparently, like, the girl got arrested because she was harassing the police officer after they spoke to them after they got off the flight. Mm-hmm. And she was a lot younger, and he was 38, and she was, like, 24 or something. Hmm. Is that right?
This might actually be the same one we're talking about. The woman, 24 years old, and the man, 38, were detained when an Air Canada flight from Toronto landed in Halifax. Sergeant Elaine LeBlanc of the RCMP said officers received a call that the pair were involved in a sexual act. On the flight, police spoke to the pair in Halifax terminal after the flight crews pointed them out.
See, they just said sexual act. It could be...
Well, it could be anything. You know,
hand down the pants, whatever. Yeah.
As the investigation began, the woman became very agitated and disruptive and was eventually placed under arrest for causing a disturbance. During the escort to the RCMP office, the woman continued to be verbally abusive, physically resisting, and then assaulting the police by kicking. The woman faces several charges, including insulting a police officer, causing a disturbance, and mischief. I'm guessing mischief would be the sexual acts on the plane.
But so did the guy get arrested for mischief too? Because, I mean, they obviously...
It just specified the woman's charges because she also assaulted the officer. I mean, I'm guessing he probably also was arrested for mischief. Mischief, that's a great charge. Because what were you charged mischief. For? I was arrested for mischief. I want that on a record. I'd be willing to have a criminal record if it was just mischief, because it sounds like you're a fun guy.
No,
what are you up to?
No.
I'm up to mischief. What?
That's just creepy.
My laugh? You don't like
your
that laugh?
Creepy laugh.
I think that is like the best charge to be charged for.
I'm going to go. So we have an exciting guest on our show today.
Okay.
I'm going to go grab our exciting guest.
Okay, sure.
They just got here.
Oh. Sure, I'll just play a bit of music while we're waiting. So we got a special guest on the show here today, just joining us halfway through the show, and they are very enthused about talking. They have things that they want to discuss about some of the things that we have.
Yeah.
Okay. What's that? Okay. So I'm going to continue along with our.
Are you going to say? Hello. Hello to everybody. Hello, everybody.
No, I'm just going to...
Say hello, everybody.
I'm just going to eat the microphone and... Okay.
Oh, that's so interesting. I know. I like Eurovision, too. It's so much fun.
So, let's discuss what's going on. So, you had a nap, and then we put you down for a nap, and then you pooped your pants, and I had to change you. Yeah? You have very good microphone technique, I have to say this. For somebody who's never really been in front of a microphone.
Yeah, much better than right in front of his mouth.
Much better than your mom. Yeah, you're pretty good. So then you went down for a nap. You pooped your pants. And then I had to change you. And then you kept on talking. And then you didn't fall asleep. And then I could hear you like throwing stuff off the change table. And you grabbed some socks. You took those off your feet. And then what else did you do? You just kept on talking. And then we're recording.
Then he proceeded to grab the Vaseline tube and wanted to hold that and play with that.
Really?
And he would not let it go.
So why'd you do that? Really? That's crazy. Why would you ever do that? That's bonk. Okay. So tell me, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read a story, and then you are going to give me your 2 cents based on what you think this story is here. All right? All right. So this is a story out of Miami. Here's a story here. A verbal altercation over a beer landed 71-year-old man in jail after he struck a person in the face with a biscuit pan. Now, you like biscuits, right? Right?
Yes.
All right. According to the arrest report, James Adams got in dispute with the subject over who would drink the last beer in the house. The dispute carried over into the kitchen where Adams struck the other person in the face with what was described as a biscuit pan. The report described... The report described both subjects as having extremely slurred speech and were uneasy. Yep. Okay, yeah. Adams was arrested for battery after the officer observed a small cut over the left eye of the alleged victim. What do you think about that? Do you think that was he was going too far? Do you think he should have just calmed down and not used a biscuit pan because that's good for like cookies and stuff?
No, don't do that, Daddy.
Really? Okay, well, that's a very valid opinion. So what else do you think he should have done? What else do you think? Okay, well, you kind of at a loss for words. You just
did he save any biscuits for me?
No, I just did.
I hope so.
Well, that being said, well...
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for...
Thank you so much, Mr. Bose, for being a guest on our show. We appreciate you coming all the way down here.
Oh, that's my dad.
Just for the couple minutes that you're able to be on. And we hope that you'll be able to come on tip again sometime.
Yeah, once you learn words and stuff, right? Yeah. But then we're going to have to watch your language because we cannot speak bad words for you. And you just... All that noise you're hearing is the grabbing of the microphone.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so let's wrap up the show. Let's play some music and...
Yeah!
All right. So you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip with Michelle and Eric and our special guest. Yep. So, let me see here. Go to tiptaptip.com for everything you need to know about the show. Subscribe, listeners, or listen to us online. Rochelle's going to continue with her spying and her private investigation. We'll give you more updates on that as we continue. Hopefully she will not get beat up by the neighbors from her persistent spying. Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll check you out next time. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Behind.